Men are not seeking validation as much as women on social media.
Men, on the low, they seek that validation a lot.
Two verses, make it quick, right, so they could play it on social media.
The days of like 3 minute and 30 second songs, that's done.
But if you let social media destroy your relationship, you are a borderline clown. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to 8 at the Table. We have a special guest with us, Bianca, who is a producer and also an on-air talent from Apartment 5H, but you've probably seen her from a lot of other different things. She actually started out as an editor, and she is part of the Who Are the Who's, but I'm going to let her introduce herself. I also have Marie, so just in case.
Behind the team, 8 at the Table.
So Marie is my counterpart, the one that gives me the hardest time when producing. Today, it's all about Bianca. We want to know about you, so let's introduce yourself, please.
Well, I am Bianca Torres. I've been in media for about 12 years. I started with fashion media and pop culture back in 2012. And then I ended up working for XXL. I got a job at XXL in 2016, and I was their managing editor for 6 years. I mean, it was the best. I still miss it sometimes. They're still family. Shout out to Vanessa and Georgette. I left there in 2022. I wanted to venture off into publicity. So I worked for an indie company for about a year. I left there in 2023 and I went fully independent, and I started doing publicity for Ish, Corey Guns, a couple of Gucci Mane's artists on 1017. And I also do Apartment 5H. Oh. I executive produce and I co-host on that.
Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer to do publicity more, or do you like producing?
That's hard, because I love creating content. And when you're a publicist, you kind of create content too, because you have to gauge which outlets are suitable for your clients.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So it's still kind of like content creation, but in a different way. So it's hard for me to choose.
You know, I think I always thought of this, especially when I was younger. There was a company called Double Exposure with this guy named Angelo Ellaby. They were a public relation company. I ended up working with them because I was working with a label. I ended up hiring them to do an independent artist publicity. So they sent us to Atlanta with this woman. And that's my real introduction to public relation. Her name was Vicky something. She ended up being the head of Universal somewhere, okay, like Universal Records. But meeting her, you realize the publicists control more than half of this business. Mm-hmm. They are really the puppet masters. Like, people, if you got a dope publicist, you are in the game. People always asking, like, if people are trying to get into the entertainment business, who are the key holders? I'm telling you, the real key holders are the publicists. The publicists will get you in the door. The publicists will connect you, and they have it. So when we're in Atlanta, Vicky, she was doing all these things, and nicest person in the world. And I was like, damn. She's like, yeah, this is publicity. This is how it works. This is that. And I'll never forget, I think like 4 years later, 5 years later, I was reading, I think, this magazine called Impact Magazine or some magazine, a trade magazine, might have been Hits, one of them. And then when I'm reading it, yeah, she became like head of something at Universal. But it made sense to me. It wasn't like a shock, because I'm like, that makes sense. They're the ones that pull all the strings.
Yeah, me too. You have to be real personable.
Have to. Right. You have to be like smart. It is. You have to have interpersonal skills. That's number one. You cannot be a publicist and not have interpersonal skills.
Okay.
And listen, you don't necessarily have to love people, right? Like, sometimes you have to like know when to turn it on, turn it off. You have to be able to deal with people.
How is that? Like, do you feel that sometimes you deal with talent, especially as talent get bigger, do they become more difficult?
I mean, they might. They might, you know, There's certain outlets that you may bring to them, and they'll be like, well, you know, no, not in these words, but they'll think they're too big for certain outlets. And it's like, but there's a reason why we bring these opportunities.
There's a strategy.
There is always a strategy. Yeah. Right. That's number two. Well, number one is interpersonal skills. Number two, you have to have strategies. All about strategy.
It is a strategist business.
Absolutely. Yeah. So between that, and they don't even have to be big to be difficult. Sometimes it's like about getting them there on time, you know, and then you have to tell someone they're 15 minutes away and they're really an hour and a half out. You know what I mean? Yeah. And how to finagle that situation. And that's where the interpersonal skills come in. And you may have a conversation and engage with the person until your artist gets there or your client gets there. So
how did you get into producing 5H? Like, how did that happen? I met Self a bunch of times. We always talk. We're like, yo, bro, I'm going to come through. I'm like, sure.
I'm going to get him here for you. You want him? I'm going to get him here.
Because
you got to Let's go.
He's friends with Dave, Disco Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm like, all right, bro, I got you, right? But what I'm saying is, how did you get into producing a podcast? Because I want to talk to you about podcasting.
Okay. Well, he used to do our freshman shows at XXL. At XXL, we used to do a show in New York and LA for the freshman cover. So he used to do our New York shows.
Okay.
But from there, big. Yeah, that's how.
Freshman cover is serious. That is a serious.
That was a very stressful situation.
Yeah. The freshman cover became, I'm not saying it became like, remember when The Source used to do 5 mics?
Mm-hmm.
I think the freshman cover became that cosign. Right?
Mm. Absolutely.
Like, if you made the freshman cover, it's a big deal.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So how'd you guys go about that? Is it like a secret sauce?
People have to be sour if they didn't make it.
There's 1,000 people trying to get on that cover.
That's what I'm saying.
We would encounter that. I mean, there were artists where they would be super cool. Maybe we would cover them, but because they didn't make the freshman cover, you know, they would never want to talk to us again, or they would diss us online, unfortunately. But there is a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a strategy with that. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, it's not just about your followers and your numbers. It's about, could you be a brand ambassador, right? Like, depending on your behavior, do brands want to align with you? You know, that's a big portion too. It's like, we have to look at sometimes what your record is, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you have cases pending, because this is hip hop culture, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of cases do you have? Like, if it's something along the lines of, like, sexual assault, let's be honest here, you know? So it's just, there's definitely a thought process. It's not just about the numbers. I know people think that. They're like, oh, you're just going off of the followers or the numbers. And I mean, yeah, we have to take that into consideration.
It's a reality.
That's a reality. But it's not all about that. There's definitely more factors that are considered when selecting people.
Do you guys look at it like, I was watching something about these 360 deals, and there's this lady on YouTube, and she was just breaking down 360 deals. She was just saying that businesses just change. Like, they're putting millions behind you, and back in the day, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you could get all your money back from record sales. Now you're not getting all your money back, but you still want the record company to put up all this money. But most especially now, some people could go and drop a record today and become and make more money as an influencer, make more money podcasting, make more money hosting, make more money not just doing shows. They haven't even done a show yet, but they could make $5-6 million, and the record company probably haven't seen anywhere near recouping that. Is that something that you guys look at for an artist today? Like doesn't artists today have to really be all around artists?
Absolutely. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, you'll hear rappers too. They don't want to just be the biggest rapper.
Right.
They want to do other things. They want to be in movies. They want to be in shows. They want to own companies. They want to, you know, so you definitely have to look at, are they going to be multifaceted? And that's not the end all be all. But, you know, stuff like that is taken into consideration.
It was like that, right? Like when Jack Warner, Warner Brothers and all of those guys, when they started, I didn't even know. Like when you look at some of these Hollywoods, they could sing, dance. They're trained. They're all of this stuff. Like no matter what, even if it's hip hop, does it still come back to your musician that has talent?
Ooh.
Like it really comes down to talent. You could have everything else, mm-hmm. but if you don't have musical talent, mm-hmm. Are you gonna be able to make it? I saw Cardi B was on Complex, one of them, and then she was like, she went to music school. And then Nicki Minaj was like, well, I went to
a performing arts school.
Yeah, I think like LaGuardia.
Yeah.
Then this other person is like, well, I went to this school. Then you start looking at it and connecting the dots, and you're like, well, most of these people are musically trained. You just put hip hop clothes on them, and then you think this is something they just started out of nowhere. Is that what you've encountered, you think? Because I'm still staying on the freshman part.
No, not necessarily, because I think that you cannot go to school for something and have that natural talent also.
Right.
Okay.
So not all, like for instance, look at a Pop Smoke. He was supposed to be a freshman, RIP. He didn't go to music school.
It was good too.
But he was good. He was really good. He was a natural talent. A lot of those artists are natural talents. Young Thug was on the cover. You know what I mean? Like, you can look at the covers. A lot of those guys did not go to school for it. French Montana didn't go to school for music. I think there's a combination, but then you have certain artists on there that were like probably aligned with like music school. And the thing about the freshman cover too, it's not just street music. It's like different types of rap. Because now, right, there's different categories. There's subcategories now, you know? So I think that XXL until this day, they still do a good job of incorporating different subgenres. But there are some artists that have that tenacity and they're like, you know what? Yeah. I didn't make it this year, but I'm gonna work hard. And I'll be there next year. Some.
Right.
But most do get sour.
I think sometimes artists need time to develop their craft. right? And in this microwave age, you want to blow up right now. Right. And you have so many different avenues to put out your art. So it might catch on, right? It might go viral, right? But you know you're going to get a great album when you get Nas's album. You know it's not just going to be two tracks that you enjoy and the rest is going to be like, it's okay. So it's worth you buying it. A lot of the artists now, they might have one hot track on there, but the rest of the music is, it's
well, it's not, you can't really put that on the artist in a way because we're not, like, the times are different.
What you mean?
We're not in a album era no more. People are not pressed to hear somebody's whole album.
Or long songs.
Oh, no one really wants.
Yeah, I still like to get albums.
It's rare. Like, if you talk to the younger generation, I think it would be rare for somebody to say, little TJ comes out, right? And like, oh, I want to listen to the whole album. A whole album?
Well, it has to be digestible. The days of like 3 minute and 30 second songs, 4 minute songs, that's done.
Yeah.
The Chris Brown is probably the only person that can come out with a 20-track album. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we live in an era where it's like 2 minutes and 30 seconds is like the max you should have as a song because people...
And they're trying to do it. They're trying to do it in a minute and 30 seconds. Two verses, make it quick, make them like it so they could play it on social media. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, to me, at least, I just don't think there's something wrong with change. Everything changes.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people fight so bad to keep things the same. Back in my day, this is...
Yeah, not me. I mean, I love all the newer music. I listen to the Little Babies, the Money Bag Yo's, the Lil Durs.
Yeah, Money Bag Yo's
I love good. I love it. I love it. So, and sometimes you'll be surprised. Sometimes the shorter songs, sometimes I wish that they were longer. I'm like, this is a dope track. Why is it so short? Like, you'll be surprised.
Right, right.
Trying to stream it. They're trying, you know, it's still a business.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I didn't think about that because I end up rewinding it like at least seven times to feel like I got
that you play it because they're trying to stream it. And
that makes sense.
I think probably YouTube pays the most right now from what I think. I'm not sure.
Videos?
Well, in terms of music, because it's videos and music together.
Right.
I don't remember. I was looking at something that says that YouTube paid billions out to artists.
I believe
independent
that.
Artists included.
Really?
Billions.
Oh, because...
I believe.
So when you listen into the... you watching the video on their platform, and you listen into the music on their platform.
Oh, yeah, because they do release the singles with just, like, the cover art.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Like, and they'll put the cover art...
The visualizer.
Or even the video. Mm-hmm. Because the thing about it is, think about it. If I like I like Fab, right? So I watch a Fab video. I'm like, damn. I'm going to play that back.
Right.
I'm going to play that back again. I'm watching the video. Then you look at the video Fab might have put out. Let's just say he put it out this morning. Mm. Tomorrow afternoon, you're looking at the video. It's already at 1.5 million.
Mm.
So his music is getting, his video is getting, he's getting everything all around. But also, no one wants to watch a 5-minute video of a song.
Not anymore.
That's a movie.
Back in the day, yeah. That was like a big deal because the video would premiere. It was like a real, like, everybody, I don't know who was I talking to about that. It was like, it was like a real big thing. Like when somebody dropped this music video, everybody stood still to go watch it. It was a production. We was talking about like Hype Williams and you know, all of these things. But now it's that piece of the culture for right now, it's not the same.
It's the access, though. It's like, we can watch the videos whenever we want.
Right.
Before, it was like, you had to wait for BET or MTV to play it.
MTV to drop it.
And that's the only time you saw it. Now it's at your fingertips.
Anytime.
Much like a lot of other things in life, you
like
know?
What?
You know what?
I know. So, we got to let... So, look, as much as things change, things stay the same. Come on. Look. You gotta be, and I'm not, look, this is a no judgment zone, but I'm gonna be judgy because I want you to get loose.
Let's get to the judgy shit. Let's go.
All right, I'm gonna be just a little bit judgy. All right?
A little sip.
You gotta have no discipline, and you really gotta be off your, for you to get distracted by social media, I'm not saying you're a clown, but if you let social media destroy your relationship, you are a borderline clown. I'm going to tell you why.
There's a circus in this whole world. This whole world's one big circus because...
You got to have no discipline to be like, it's almost like, this is how I connected. Mm-hmm. I connected like this. I like social media. Actually, I love social media. We have a show on social media. I love TikTok. I love Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever it is, Twitch.
All of them,
right? I rock with them, and I understand what they are. They're a great platform for you to expand. Now, when I'm on my personal page, I see personal things.
Like what?
I see personal things. I see them dropping it like it's hot. I see personal, you know, I see personal things. I see all of it. I might get a like on something. I might, and I'm like, it's cool to me. I appreciate it.
Okay.
But I also connected, like, if I'm in a strip club, I see some things. I throw my dollars. I have my fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I go about my business.
Not everyone is as disciplined as you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, most people, I think, lack discipline. Because it's hard, right? It's kind of like a kid. Like, if candy's in front of you, you're going to eat all of it. Versus, mm-hmm. like, someone saying, no, you can have three pieces and that's it.
You think it's people that's not used to the attention or something? Like,
no, I think that if you're able to get to it whenever you want, you're going to do it whenever you want. And odds are, you're going to want it a lot.
Right. But also, I don't think you're necessarily seeking, like, a validation. You know what I mean? When you online or somebody likes your stuff, you are like, oh, you appreciate it.
Sorry, but I think men on the low, they seek that validation a lot. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of men come off as the confident and
wait, Bianca, did you say men over women?
Yes, I did.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I did.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I did.
Oh, come on.
Women are loud about that.
Women are quiet. That's what she said.
Men are quiet about the validation that they seek. Women are loud about it. Women that seek validation are the ones that you see on social media twerking, half naked. You know what I mean? Men do it in different ways, and that's what leads to, like, the infidelity.
Because the sneakiness.
Most of the time, exactly.
Men are not, oh, wait. No. Men are not seeking validation as much as women on social media.
That's not true.
Men are responding to women seeking validation. Like, if I'm, look, I'm on a gram. If I'm on a gram, right, and I see Kim. I know Kim from back in the day, or I ran into Kim throughout time, right? Kim is over here on the beach. Well, life could be so beachy, but there's no one to share it with. Whole stomach out, okay. Half of her crotch is out, breasts out, everything. She's on full display.
Uh-huh.
What is that called?
Oh, that's why I'm saying women are loud about the validation, right? That they see. Men are quiet about it and they do it on the low.
Okay, so but let's
because
go.
But your validation is if you respond to that, you like it and you
you're
DM
fishing.
Her.
A man's a hunter.
You look so beautiful today.
A man's a hunter.
But you're looking for the response.
Hence
validation.
No, I'm not looking for validation. I'm validating
fact,
you.
As a matter of fact, no, there was
I'm
a,
validating you.
There was an article. There was an article
she's
out today.
Right.
I am right.
Yeah.
Of course she's right. She's a woman.
No. You know.
It's more subtle. You don't. Okay, what she's saying is you see Kim.
I want to hear the article. Hold on. Finish. Go ahead.
Well, no, but you see Kim, you respond, and you're waiting for the response back to you, and that gives you validation. Because you could just look at it and say she looks beautiful and keep it moving. There's
fellas,
no reason.
Let me tell you something, fellas. This is the
you're
game.
Waiting for Kim
this is the game.
Story.
This is. You see how they're saying, I'm going to tell the fellas something. You see how they're saying, you giving Kim validation. She's waiting for that validation.
You have.
Yes.
What happens
and
is that
you're feeding
if
into
she
it.
Posts that picture at 3 p.m. She posted it at 3 p.m., right? By 3:01, she's looking to see who liked it. Mm-hmm. By 3:10, she's trying to see who DM'd her. By 4 o'clock, if nobody DM'd her, her whole vibe is off. Her vibration is off. She's depressed. She's not feeling good.
Is that
because nobody checked for her?
I mean,
I don't know.
You're making a whole blanket statement.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wants the likes, but as far
as not the likes, not the likes. She's not. She doesn't
DMing,
care about
like,
the likes. She doesn't care. She cares about the likes. It's not the likes that she wants. She wants validation inside her direct message.
No.
She wants somebody to be like, hey, cutie, you looking good today.
No, I think she wants it from someone specific. And I've heard countless
women. Oh, the thirst trap?
Thirst trap.
Like, you never thirst trap? Keep it real.
Have I ever thirst trapped? Yeah, I have. But subtly. You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm not the type to like put my whole like, eh. Like, I'm subtle about it.
You put a little message in there, right? You throw a little message in there.
But back to the article.
Yes.
You're going to get off me. Back to the article. There was an article about male groupies.
Oh, yeah. That's a real thing.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't read that. But I always.
Was it Baller Alert? I think one of these outlets. And they were saying how like, the male groupie is like it's more prominent now.
It's embarrassing.
And I think that has to do with social media too.
It's embarrassing. Marie, so you can understand what a male groupie is.
Okay,
so peep game. You out with three of your homeboys. Let's say you had guy friends.
Okay.
All y'all chilling and y'all get to the spot. Guess who's at the spot today? You didn't know, but it's A-list celebrity. You got your nice little table section. You good? Y'all chilling. A celebrity is right there. Dude literally goes to dude and be like, yo, let me take a picture with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then be like, yo, fam, take a picture of us. Mm-hmm. And it's like shit that women used to do. Only women used to do.
AKA and validation.
So that was slick. That was slick. Shit that only women used to do. Men are literally sitting there like, yo, take a picture of me so I could take. And then so they could pull. And then you ever see somebody take a picture? You're like, bro, dude looks uncomfortable.
Yes. I was just talking about that today. Yes. Or they're following men. Men are following other men. Like, oh, this person's going to be at this spot. Let me pull up.
It's bad. It's bad. Because what happens is a nigga use.
Yeah.
A nigga use anything so he could buy points to hit a joint.
Why was it? Okay,
right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I got a picture with this celebrity, they're going to post it on their page. That's how they get the thirst trap popping.
But I'm saying, like, why
was I like how you did that.
I mean.
That's why you're a strategist.
That's what I do.
We're going to play chess today.
But why was it more acceptable, like, for a woman to do it?
I think it's disgusting for a man to do that. I
Why?
Think because you're a man. Like, look, that's still fundamentals of being a man. You got to be a man at all costs.
Mm.
And I mean that at all costs. A lot of times people don't understand that. Like, yo, if you got a family and something is happening, you might have to die. That's a man. You have to be a man at all costs. And you have to die a man. Now, somebody might be like, yo, the world has not changed like you think. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if there's three people come in here, the women are not going to be strong enough. They'll fight, but you're the one that got to step up. So when you're in those situations, it's cool. You could be around. You could be around somebody that you think, yo, I love your music and I love your movies. Yeah, I'm definitely a fan. Yo, fam, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. If that opportunity presents itself.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to be a man at all costs. It's going to cost you everything. Let it cost you everything. But don't compromise that by saying, yo, let me get a picture with
you. I agree.
I mean, me as a female, I'm uncomfortable doing
that
to
people. I'm not doing that
either. I have an ego. For a female, I have an ego. I mean, it is what it is. And it, like, I'll throw up before I'm like, can we take a picture? Like, even with people that come to apartment 5H, it's so hard for me to ask for a picture. Self is like, you want a picture? I'm like, okay. He knows it's hard for me to be like.
That's more than, but that's presentable because.
But that's the difference, right? You, it's still hard for me, let alone. Yeah.
Well, one, you're on your platform. That's one.
Right.
Two, I think you got to take those pictures.
Of course you do.
I'm going to tell you why. Because sometimes when you're making history, you don't know you're making history.
Absolutely.
It's like those comedy clubs that Eddie Murphy and all those guys started in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know. So you want that moment. That's a moment that it belongs, which is kind of what makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're in the moment. But if a celebrity is there, you're trying to jump and take a picture. You're trying to steal a moment.
No, 100%. There were plenty of moments.
But I agree with Self on that. Yeah, of
course. No, and I'm grateful to him for that because there's plenty of moments that I've had, especially with XXL for 6 years.
I could imagine.
There were so many moments that I wish I would have been able to capture. But
but those are moments. See that? You know? See that? I think that's the.
I think it's a little bit different when I think you can see the artist or the celebrity is a little bit receptive.
Right.
Some of those pictures, the person looks like they're a hostage.
They're
uncomfortable. Their body is clenched.
You're just like, that's not a vibe.
It's true.
I think like we've seen celebrities where it's like they're very open and they're engaging and they're, oh yeah, please come. Let's take a picture. You know, whatever, whatever.
Right,
it's
right,
different.
Right.
If you can't read the room, number one, that's a problem. Because you're right. Somebody could be a fan and you're like, you know, I really appreciate the work that you do, the art that you do. And it's a moment for you. But for you to be like,
and you can get and you could be embarrassed. But you know what? I agree with you, Bianca. I've seen it, and I always thought it was weird, but I made an excuse for it.
What?
I'm like, oh, these cats is trying to get some ass, because if they got a picture with a celebrity,
they
put it on their page. That's enough for them.
That's the day and age that we live in, too, right?
That's enough for them. Now imagine being a young boy.
Validation.
Imagine being a young boy and you happen to be backstage with Lil Durk.
Okay.
You're 21 years old, 22 years old, right? Young Durk is there. Lil Durk is there. And he's like, yo, homie, do you mind? He's like, yo, come on, take a picture. Yo, boom, clip. You're 21, you post that on your page?
Right.
So he's going to eat off of that.
Okay.
Because now when he's hitting the joint up, he's like, yo, here's my gram.
Of course.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Now, she's like, Now she's like, he aight. But now she goes on his gram.
Yeah, he next let us out.
He's like, oh my God. Now it's a whole different game.
But also,
but it costs you your integrity sometimes.
That's what I'm going to say. But is it even worth? Go
ahead.
No, because men don't care about this. For me, it's like, if I was to do it, is it even worth it?
Yeah.
Like, do I want to talk to a female who only likes me because my gram is lit? Like,
yes, because you guys are forgetting, back in the day, men dueled for
it's true, that's true.
Men duel for puss.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
box. Duel. You know,
they dueled.
No, they dueled.
No, yeah, I know. So this day they dueled. They dueled because it was defending honor.
It was defending the ass.
Nah, it was defending the ass,
my G. Marie, no. They disguised it as honor.
No, what I'm trying to say is it's clean. Dude, can I understand my bad. Go ahead. Dueling?
Go ahead.
Only because like it's like a thing that I'm interested in. It's like the deed was already done, right? So if you already hit this girl, you already hit it. It's not like I'm going to kill you so I can hit it. More often, I'm telling you historically. Now, you might be
history is written by somebody who didn't tell you what they really did.
You can make it what you want to make your point, but I'm just
y'all are dueling right now.
Right. But what I'm telling you is, I'm not saying like, yeah, they fought over women, like if whatever, but you already hit it.
Nah, that's not it. Because you think about it. Back in the day, if I walked in the room and there were single women there, and you know, oh, yo, that's A. Like, yo, you heard, right? He dropped that for a joint. Like, for real? Mm-hmm. Well, what am I getting? Yeah. Your name, men seek a good name. Because when a man has a good name, it's a power play.
Yeah, your reputation.
Now, some of the younger guys are trying to use social media for a name.
Yes.
And what happens is that it's not going to work. I'm going to tell you why it's not going to work. It cannot work because the streets talk. The streets, even you remember.
If they're really in the streets.
Reputation, right? Remember when they used to say, do you know the fastest form of communication? And there was telephones, television, advertising. They were saying all of that. And I remember this whole ad and it says word of mouth. And it says today, word of mouth is still powerful. So you could have all that and I could meet you. And I'm like, Bianca, oh, yeah, yo, that's Greg. Oh, that's it. The streets talk. It's been here 6,000, 10,000, 100,000 years ago. And it's going to be 100,000 years after that.
About your reputation, basically, though.
Yeah. So that's why you got to go in and out. They don't want you to know their reputation. They're trying to get in, hit and go.
Oh, you talking about dudes trying to, okay.
So taking that picture, they're still going to get it. They're going to take you to Say Less. They're going to take
you
to.
Shout out to Dara.
Right? They're going to take you to, what's the other one that Dave is at? I can't remember the name. But they're going to take you to a couple of spots. They're trying to get it out the way. You're going to look at the gram. You're going to do this.
Are they? Because I feel like men don't even court women anymore.
But are they courting right now?
No, they're not. I mean,
they're just trying to have sex.
That's it. They're not even doing the Say Less run.
And I mean this. And if I over...
No, go for it.
If a man wants you, he wants to have sex with you, what is it going to take?
I mean, yeah, I want to eat something.
No, talk to me. But what is it going to take? Give me, what is it going to take? A man want to have sex with you. He sees you as like, damn, shorty, bad. Damn, I'm trying to get in there.
I mean, it's more than dinner. I'm going to be honest. It's more than dinner. Like, we got to have a conversation. Like, for me, I can't just have sex with someone for the sake of like, oh, he looks cute. I'm going to have sex with him. Like, I'm very mental. And a lot of women are, not all, a example, the ones that be on the gram showing everything. But for me, it's very mental. I got to have a certain connection with you because I'm not going to enjoy it.
Okay.
So I got to, like, we got to have a conversation. You got to make me laugh. Right. You have to be intelligent. You have to have some type of integrity. Like, we have to have something in common, right? Like, you don't necessarily, like, culturally, and when I say culturally, I'm from the Bronx. I listen to hip hop. Like, those are my roots. So I got to be able to, like, talk to you about this new, like, Lil Durk song that just came out. You know what I mean? Like, I have to be able to, like, have a conversation with you and have commonalities. And, like, for me, that's what gets, I have to connect with you. That's what gets me going.
Okay.
So, and then after that, definitely a little meal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But for me, it's like more intricate than just the courting and just the looking good. You know?
You guys say men don't court.
No, they like don't. They
do. So,
I didn't say that. I'm saying that. You said like you were just trying to have sex.
So can we look at it this way? Like a dude could be like, damn, I'm trying to get in there. That's his mindset. Can you also see that there are men who spend time studying women, trying to understand their needs? So
they don't do that now.
In a way, I'm gonna tell you, there's a shortcut, right? So let's just say, for example, dude is like, damn, I'm trying to, and let's say he knows one of your homegirls, or you know, hypothetically, he's like, yo, what's she like? You know, give me the drop on her, or she's this way. She listens to this music. She does this. He's gonna try to figure it out. That is his courting. Because he's trying to get in there. It's like a duel or a tennis match, right? Now, when he goes in, and I say this to men all the time. I say this.
Point. That's all they do, and then they...
No, but it always works. It
literally.
9 out of 10 times, it works.
That's not courting, though.
But here's what I say to men all the time. I say this to dudes, right? I said, always be careful when you trying to hit, because you could get stuck. Because some of these women are better than you. Some of these women are slicker than you.
What do you mean?
Like,
what do you mean?
She's stuck? Letting you think you playing the game, she's the one actually playing the game. You think you studied her? She mastered you. She already called. She already found out about you. She knows everything. She knows blue is your favorite color. She knows that you like
your government name online. Everything.
She Googled you. She searched.
Elementary school.
She knows everything. She knows your mom's went to Spain for 3 weeks and everything else. So you walking
she know
in.
Your aunt's address. No, I don't
that's
do those
CIA
things.
CIA level.
But that's the game. If you want to win, like, you can't shame the game. Look, there's a saying, right? Sun Tzu said, and I'm going to say this, and I will tell y'all, I believe this. Sun Tzu says, if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you will win 100 battles out of 100 battles.
Okay.
Sun Tzu says, if you know yourself, but you don't know the enemy, you will win some, you will lose some. It's 50-50. And then he says, but if you don't know yourself and you don't know the enemy, you will always lose a battle. So if you are trying to hit, I'm keeping it there.
Right.
I'm going to study you. I'm like, all right, damn, all right, cool.
If it requires that, because there are some instances it doesn't require.
Some are easy reads. It all requires it. Some are easy reads.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's valid.
Some are easy read. I'm like, she can't hold a fork. All right.
Oh, wow.
Wait, did you get to that point where you look at her?
You could.
You go out to dinner.
Right.
Look.
Oh, you're a gentleman.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, of course.
No, I'm just saying, like, for me.
You're going to feed her first.
No. I'm going to feed her according to what I scan.
No, that's old school stuff, though, because I feel like, listen, I have been single for the last 4 years.
Oh, 4 years?
4 years, 4 years. I know, right? Like, no, but 4 years.
But you keep a stash. Let's not forget.
No.
Let's not forget what we're not going to do.
No, listen, honestly, I'm by myself most of the time, honestly, because I can't deal with it. Like, this new age of dating, like, men don't really, they try to, like, cut corners. It's insane.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. It's insane. They try to cut corners. It's like, what, why? What happens? Does anyone know what happens?
I feel like, because I just saw a whole piece on it today, where this guy basically says his date became upset because at the end of the date, he wanted her to go 50-50, even though he's the one that asked her on the date.
Wait, he asked her to go on a date.
Yeah.
And wanted her to split the bill.
Right. So asked her to split the bill. This went viral. He got a lot of backlash, right? So then he did a second video. He says, I feel that women are not the prize anymore. Women are not women anymore. So I don't feel like as women are not the prize, women aren't behaving like women. I'm not going to behave like a gentleman. So I feel
a man should always behave like a gentleman.
They should, but I feel like a lot of men, especially in the era of the gender wars and all that happened, I think a lot of dudes came out of that feeling resentful. And so they're like, I'm not going to put in that effort that I had to.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying for our audience, I don't give. No. A man always has to be a gentleman.
No, I think so.
Because you know why? You got a mother. You got a grandmother. You probably got sisters and all that.
You hope.
Nah. Women could run your patience. But you still got to be a gentleman. I don't agree with that.
The narrative that they're having is like, they're like, I don't feel like I should have to do that because the quality of women that you think are out there aren't out there. And both are saying the dating pool is just gross.
No, it is. I was in a relationship for 15 years, right? So it's like the last time I was single, we were still using
Flip 5. I remember we talked about this.
Yeah, no cheating.
You never cheated?
No.
You ever wanted to cheat?
No. That's one thing about me. When I'm locked in with someone, no one else exists.
Did y'all ever bring anybody in for fun?
No. I'm too jealous for that. I'll smack the shit out of that.
You serious?
Yeah, that's mine. That's mine. One thing's mine is 15, mine.
Yes.
I'm not sharing. I'll share a meal, but I'm not sharing my man. That's mine. But no, I mean, listen, once I'm locked in with someone, I'm locked in. And I don't see any, like, it could be whoever it is, and it's like they're still not as good as what I got. Like, mm-hmm. That's just how I am. That's how I've always been.
Okay.
But the last time I was single, we had flip phones. So this new generation, what's going on? Like, it was a culture shock.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Can I curse here?
Yeah, all day.
What the fuck is this? Like, I had my head on swivel. I felt like I was
Isn't
getting lined
up. Crazy?
That's what everybody's saying.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. So honestly, like, people may think I have like a roster. I really don't, because I don't have enough patience for that shit.
So the bar has completely dropped.
Not for me, because I still have a certain
quality. In the
streets,
quality, I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, and listen, and I'm, you know, I'm in a situation, but I'm around people that are about something, right? Like, I can only imagine, like, it's just like these men just don't believe in taking someone out to dinner.
Right.
And it's not even like, listen, unfortunately, I think the females have ruined it. Other
Badly.
Females. For females like me.
The disrespect was out of control.
But then I also think that these females have seen a lot of disrespect along the years.
No. I think that, you know how...
Which doesn't make it right. I'm just saying.
And I don't want to use... Let me not use that example because it's bad. But you know how something could happen, but they tell you don't react to it?
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, was what men were doing from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
What do you mean?
Meaning that she... Like, all right, when I was young, this was very common and still... Which is crazy. It's still common today, but not as common. Most of the girls who went on dates had a dude waiting for them after the date. It was very common. Like, she would be like...
That'll give me anxiety. That's just too much.
No. Like, she'll be like, yo, I'm going to go eat. I'll link up with you at 11:30 when this nigga drops me off.
Oh, my God.
That was regular, right? What I'm just saying is, like, it was so normal, and he's taking the L. That's why that thing, Tyrone and all of that came about. Like, girls want this. Because what happens is, like, the abuse kind of was over being exaggerated. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it was like, oh, okay, I'm a court you. Think about this.
I'm going to court you
as a gentleman. I'm going to wine and dine you as a gentleman. I'm going to marry you. We're going to have children. When you tired and you bored of me, you're going to divorce me. When you divorce me, you're taking half of what I got, and I got to pay all of this. And you're going to break me in pieces. And you remember the movies? You never seen a woman distressed. During the movies in the 90s, 2000s, you never seen a woman in distress when she got divorced.
Nope.
It's always a man, right?
It's always
a man. I'm talking about in the movies.
No, that wasn't the movie.
Which one?
Waiting to Exhale. When he left.
She won. She took half the company.
Yeah, look what she had to go through.
It doesn't matter, but she took half the company. She took half the company.
But she also worked there and she helped build a company.
I'm not saying she don't deserve it, but what I'm saying is, like, every single movie you see was the man in distress. He lost everything. Like, you see a movie, yo, what happened? You know, I got divorced. And he's always the I always got divorced. So all of this, man, they're getting broken in half. And guess what you could do? Nothing. Guess what you could say? Nothing. Because you're going to go against a whole movement. Then little by little, it was like an awakening happening. Dudes was like, wait a minute. Somebody's like, wait, I'm doing all of this for a woman who doesn't really qualify for all that I'm doing.
But that's the woman you chose. That's the woman you chose.
That's
your problem.
You chose that woman.
You didn't want to go for the woman who worked and was willing to go 50-50 on the bills. You decided to go for the bitch that had all this plastic surgery laid up and expect you to do everything for her.
You know, you would think it's those, right? But that's not the ones. You know who it is? It's the ones that are very nice. They're 7s and 8s, beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get bored, they're ready to be out.
I don't think so. I'm going to disagree with you on that. I don't think so. And if you have to take accountability. Men do have to take some accountability. I'm not saying that women didn't behave badly and that women aren't behaving badly. But I think that men also have to take accountability. Like, both of our behaviors end up affecting each other.
I agree.
I think power corrupts, absolutely. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely, right? A woman gets hit on all the time, right? Everywhere you go, men are always hitting on you, right? So you have not an inflated value, a true value. I'm not simping and saying, no, the right woman is worth pursuing. The right woman is worth, you know, getting your shit together for. The right woman is, right. you know, all of that stuff. But just like the right woman is worth, is that, there's also a market. Mm-hmm. Now, the market has changed. The market was the right car will get you everywhere you need to go. The right car with the right radio, navigation system, everything will get you everything.
Right.
But now there's this thing called the market. Mm-hmm. Where those cars that were luxury, they were such a luxury 20 years ago, they're standard now.
Accessibility, like
they're
I said.
So standard that you don't need this. Like let's say back in the day, you had to spend like say $90,000 on a car for it to be something. Today, the truth is, you can spend half of that. And the car, you seen these new Fords?
Can you tell
they're nicer than some of the Mercedes.
How does that
right?
translate to the dating market?
So what I'm saying is like you kind of cut Bianca off on this, and I want to go there. Mm-hmm. She is a strategist. So she sees shit for what it is. Mm-hmm. You see how we talked about the duel? They covered it in fine linen. Mm-hmm. But you saw through that, right? You know what it is. Pussy don't cost that much no more. The price of box have gone down so much. Yo, the stock has dropped so bad that no one is talking about this. Yo, I was watching this dude named Cooley. He came on the show. He has a podcast. Big shout out to you, Cooley. He has a podcast called No Fugazi. Yo, it's Cooley, Cool Nick, Cool Cat, all these joints on his podcast. So he's talking to these girls. And I think he asked one of the girls something like, how much you need for a dude, you know, to hit, take care of you. Not hit, but so, but they talking. Yo, shorty was like, yo, if I can get like $200-$300, I'm good. $200-$300. That means she's $200-$300. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that to say, women had, like, I remember when you got a joint and you were spending money, this is like when, you know, street stuff, like when people were spending money, yo, you was dropping thousands on her, taking care of her. Her friend took you, and instead of thousands, it became hundreds. Now, if a girl could find a guy in 2024 to spend a couple stacks on her, she's winning.
Didn't the quality decrease, though?
No, same quality. Same quality. There's no market. The market has changed.
It's more than money, though. I mean, granted, yes, you want to be, you know, taken out and courted or whatever, but it's more, that's the problem. Everything has a dollar bill on it. Like, it's more than monetary. Oh. It's about, like, quality. That's okay. The problem. And I just...
Go. I want you to go.
Like,
but
you could spend thousands of dollars on me. I don't give a fuck about that. It's do you listen to me when I talk to you about my career? Do you give me input
from your from as a woman? That's your perspective, right? But think about these guys in the streets. You got women who are telling you straight up, "I got 30 bodies. So what? That's none of your business. My body count shouldn't matter."
30 bodies nowadays is nothing.
Exactly.
These girls
say that one more time. Say that one more time.
30 is nothing, apparently.
Okay.
Because these girls are in what? Hundreds?
Okay, cool. So let me ask you a question, Bianca. Real shit.
No, this is what they
do you have kids?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you had a son and he was at dating age, mm-hmm. he's like, "Mom, why are you tripping? Mom, I'm gonna buy a house with her." Mm. And then she's but son, you know she got like 85 bodies. Mm-hmm. 85 men been through that.
What's the age?
She's 30.
Gotta calculate.
Talk to your son now. What would you tell him?
If she's 30 and she's had 25, I don't think that's that bad.
But hold on.
Because
let her go. No.
Because if you got to do the math, like, so it's 3 people a year since she lost. Like, that's still not that bad. There's girls out here that have one new every week. So I think you have to do the math. I think people just hear a number and they're like, "Oh, that's a lot." Like, no. How old is she? Is she 30? Is she 40? Is she at 25 and she's 19? Yeah, that might be a little bit of an issue. Different. Life experience counts.
Okay, so I'm agreeing with you, by the way. But if she has 30 bodies at 30, it's cool. I don't judge her. I actually, 30 bodies at 30, I'm just saying, she probably started having sex maybe at 16. For 14 years, this happened.
If she has 3 people. I mean, but then also it's like the quality of woman, too.
Right.
Like, Is she helping with bills? Does she have a job? Like, can she read? Will she teach her kids to read? Like, no, come on.
Nobody talks about that.
It's different if you're buying a house and she has no career.
Hold on, Alan. This can't be the whole conversation, right? Just like you said, it's completely become about money, right? And the other thing is the whole body count conversation. I get it. I understand where you're coming from. But nobody talks about the character of the person, right? Because somebody has two bodies, they could be the shittiest person in the world and will destroy your life. And then you could have somebody that might have made bad decisions, right? But they grew up and then they learned who they were and then they gained insight. Like, the ideology that she got 30 bodies, she got 40 bodies, she's for the streets, and that's all you talk about, is like you're not even really peeling back any layers.
Okay.
What about the character of the person?
Okay.
The qualities.
So you're single. Mm-hmm. If you and I are cool, mm-hmm. and I say, oh, I got this guy, his name is George. He's a good guy, mm-hmm. great character, respectable, everything. I want you to meet him, to date him, right? And then Marie go, no, he's broke. Do you want to find out anything else?
I mean, define broke, though. Like,
broke.
Like, what's
does he have a job?
Here and there. He works.
Here and there. Now, see, now I'm going to have a problem with that because I bust my ass. I work really hard. So I want somebody with ambition. I'm not saying he has to be rich.
Okay.
How do you have a steady?
So I'm wrong for wanting someone with a steady job?
I'm wrong for somebody who didn't sleep with 30 men?
He can't even take care of himself. What he going to, like?
So what I'm saying is this, right?
But you're talking about someone who's 30 years old. She may have slept with 3 people a year.
Okay.
3 a year.
Hey, this guy can't hold. He gets 3 jobs a year. He just can't hold them.
Yo, that's
but that is a character trait.
And
So
body count is not a character trait?
It depends. 30, it does. It 30 does. Versus 90.
It's not a character trait?
No, it's not. She's going on a date. And listen, I'm not saying I got 30, it okay? I'm just, you know what I mean?
I love, because you are in a relationship.
No, I'm selective, you know what I'm saying? But my point is, nonetheless, we're talking about a girl who works hard. She goes on a date, seeing this guy for about a month or two, sleeps with him. He ends up being a jerk.
3 months again, she does it again.
Yeah.
3 months after that, she does it again.
Maybe
3
even
months
four.
After that, she does it again.
Oh, we're talking. I said 3 a year.
Yeah,
3 a year. You're going to 4.
3 a year. Okay,
you're going to 4.
So three a year. So if it's 3 a year, what is that?
Let's just say one person every four months.
So she catch a body every 4 months. You still ain't wake up,
dude. All
but
I'm
that's called experiencing life.
Three bodies a year for 10 years. You can't get.
You still believe in dueling, huh? Because you're from the Stone Ages. Like,
no. Here's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying I do that, but I'm just
it's different for everyone.
Three men a year is not bad,
bro. All right, so now.
Men can sleep with 15 women a year.
All right. So now this is what I got to say. This is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say like this. As a man, from a man's perspective, I'm going to say this. I'm all right, cool. If I was single mm-hmm. right now and I was in the dating market, right? Mm-hmm. And you tell me, you're like, Alan, you're single now. I'm like, yeah. You're like, yo, listen, this is what's going on out here in these streets. This is how it goes. Most of these girls, they catch a body every 4 months. You giving me the rundown. What you're really giving me, you're telling me what the market is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do an analysis of what the market is. Okay. And if I'm an investor in time, an investor in courting, mm-hmm. I'm going to not invest in bad stock. Listen to what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that the way I'm going to go about it is like this. And tell me if you disagree. I'm not going to pay $5,000 for something that has a market value of $500. I'm not talking about her physical money.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, like, back in the day, it was a bigger investment made into women. Mm-hmm. Men have just fallen back. They're just cutting down on how they invest in them because the investment hasn't been yielding a great return. So what
based
I'm
based on the women they select.
Based on most of the women. So what they're doing now.
The women they select. Not most women, the women they select.
The women they're attracted to.
I'll give you an example. If a man today, compared to a man 20 years ago, was going on a date, mm-hmm. a man will work overtime, so he has extra money for that date. Mm-hmm. A man will he'll go above and beyond to prepare for the date. Right. Mm-hmm. That same man today, they're like, yo, you want to work overtime today? He's like, nah, man, y'all just take a foot. He's like, these girls ain't even worth it. It's not him. He wants that. He's just like, yo, damn, these girls ain't even worth it.
Like, wires seem to be crossed because here's the thing. My girlfriends are saying, the ones who are single, like the men out, this is what I'm saying. There's a miscommunication or a problem because you can't have women on one end saying men ain't ish and then men on the other saying women ain't ish. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's a wire being crossed here. You tell me both. You saying it's not men. He'll work hard if it's there. But women are saying exactly what you're saying, that men aren't even, it's not even about just taking somebody out to dinner anymore. You don't even know how to have a conversation. You don't even know how to engage. Your manner is brute. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't even know how to be, forget being a man. You don't even know how to be a human anymore.
Have a conversation.
Like, you can't be we can't be human to human at this point.
How about this, Bianca?
Take gender out of it for a second.
Yeah, so how about this, Bianca? I have a question for you, right?
Yeah.
From your perspective, do you think that when you on a date, do you think you ever make a man feel that he's enough when he's out with you?
I do. I'm good at that. Never stop. No. You know, I got a little game. No. I think I do because... You know, we'll have a conversation. We engage. I'm not like looking at other men walking by. Like that's not who I am. So yeah, we're making eye contact. I'm gonna make you laugh because I'm hilarious. You know what I mean? Like I'm giving you intellect as well.
Yeah,
like,
it's gonna be lit. That's a third shot, fellas.
I'm just saying, like I can hold a conversation. We could talk about something funny, something serious, world events. Like yeah, like I am making him.
Because I'm
like
thinking
him.
About what Maria's saying. I'm thinking like from a guy's perspective, maybe women have gotten to the point. Maybe that's why that whole 6 feet, six figures and all of that.
Yeah.
I think maybe women have gotten to a point where they are starting to make men feel like they're not enough.
Mm. That I agree. Because for me, I mean, you could be 5'10". Only because I'm tall. I'm not 5 feet. I'm 5'5". Sometimes I wear heels. Sometimes I wear dunks. But when I wear heels... I want to be able to have a little height. So I'm going to give you 5'10".
So if a guy's 5'9".
If he's dope.
Right?
5'9".
If he's 5'9", he's going to be like, I'm not enough. Now,
if he's funny, might be.
Yeah, but it's a constant performance. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
But it's also your type, though. It's also your type. Like, again, women have done that. I'm not going to lie. Women have done that. They have been like, he had to be 6 feet. He has to have six feet. Like, he has to have this car. I'm not going to lie. Women have done that. And it has probably...
That's probably what started the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's what started the whole thing. Because I feel like everything was cool.
Yeah.
And I think that the tipping point... If we... Look, we're breaking grounds here. Right? This is true. If we want to talk about the tipping point where the gender wars probably did really start and went out of control is when women started to make men feel too inadequate. That's when they took it too far. You know, because...
But did that come after men did that to women? Did that come after a generation that saw their moms being mistreated or their aunts being mistreated by men, being cheated on and having to be single mothers and... Did that come after that? Did that come after a generation of women being constantly cheated on? And they're like, you know what? The next time I do this, that saying, right? Crying a phantom or a Nissan. Like, did that come after a generation of that?
I think it's a little bit different because... Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
All men weren't able to do that. It's only a selective amount of men that had the ability to do that. You had to have... No woman is going to let some clown-looking dude just cheat on her and do whatever.
That's not true. I think that in generations before this generation, that's not true. No, that's not true, especially if you're married and you have kids.
I've witnessed it.
A clown?
Absolutely. Clown. To the point where you'd be like, you let this dude do that to you?
Yeah, yo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have seen it plenty of times. Absolutely.
Like, I was shocked.
I've seen men not even provide for their household still playing themselves. repeatedly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the daughters or the friends or the nieces of those people witness that and say, you know what? I'm never going through that because you know what? The person I date is going to be X, Y, and Z. And if they don't have that, I don't want it.
You might have a point.
Might?
I'm not saying.
And I saw it in real time, is what I'm saying.
Because I've never seen it.
And it's whack. It's whack.
What I've seen.
Girlfriends that are.
The only thing I've seen growing up and I've seen is these fly Haitian dudes just running shit.
Wow.
And women just crawling after them.
Where are you
from? I'm Haitian.
But where, like, for me, like, where did you grow up?
Brooklyn and Chicago.
Oh yeah. Oh, you was okay. You was,
Chicago and
you
Brooklyn.
You was with those. Oh, that's what you was watching. Okay.
I've never seen like I always seen growing up like the dudes that had to settle.
So maybe culture.
Like
might
I seen them. I seen them like yo, be lucky she even wants you type shit, and she played those cards with him, but the fly dudes they. If they didn't have 10 women, you couldn't understand that. Mm. So I'd never seen that reverse of it. So those guys, I would say, committed or created more damage to the game because all the women were going after them. So the rebellion thing that's happening is not from those guys. Their value never changed. Mm. A guy who is fly.
But how did it not come from them if they had 10 women coming at them and they probably dealt with at least 7 out of the 10?
No, you're not seeing what I'm saying. Okay, they're not the ones who's rebelled. This whole gender war got nothing to do with them.
Who rebelled?
The dudes who are fly, they're good.
That's not true.
The
dudes that are fly had multiple women.
Yes, and they still could get multiple women.
But that's my point.
A 25-year-old right now.
Women saw that.
A 25-year-old good-looking dude right now, he going to bag you, he going to spit his game, and he might get you to come cook for him at his house just off of his words, just off of a couple of conversations, or maybe some coffee. He doesn't gotta do. He's 25. He don't have to do a lot. He's 30. He don't gotta do a lot. Women were always able to go get the other tiers under him, that always had to do a lot to get her. The ones that had to work extra hard to get her. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that are rebelled. They're the ones that are now saying, "Do you understand?" No, because think about it. Right? You don't gotta chase a date. Mm-hmm. You're good. You gonna ask a man for money?
No.
You gonna ask a man to cash app you after a date?
No.
You gonna ask a man to pay your nails? Never, right? Didn't do it then? Didn't do it now. So when a man dates you, does he have to think about you gonna ask him for money?
No, but then in retrospect, because that's the double-edged sword, because they see I'm a woman that's independent and doesn't need anything, they don't feel like they have to do anything. So they get laid back, they kick their feet up. And it's like, just because I do things for myself, it's nice once in a while to like...
Yeah. No, you gotta put some pressure, but
a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not expecting you to pay all my bills, but the time and the effort,
But the woman who's asking for that Cash App, she's messing up the game. Yes. She's making it disgusting.
And but those men go for that girl because that girl is most likely very provocative.
Oh, yeah, you can hit.
I mean, come on now. Yeah. And she's easy
and
to still, get.
They trying to
so
wipe
y'all
her.
Going for that, getting burned by that, and then come across a female like me, and I'm like, well, I don't have to do much because she, you know, I already did that over here and I'm tired. So I'm going to get with someone like this and I don't got to do nothing.
That's what I'm trying to say. So now these guys, I'm telling you, because I look at, you know, all these male coaches, yo guys, you good? And you look at who they're coaching.
Yeah.
They're training those guys to rebel because those were the nicest guys in the world back in the day. They were the guys who went above and beyond for these women back in the day.
But then check it out. Then women like me encountered that behavior. And they're like, you know what? Now moving forward, if you can't do X, Y, and Z for me, I don't want to talk to you. So not me.
You?
Not me.
She's burned by that guy.
Because I can care less. I'll be by myself, to be quite honest with you. This whole gender war, it's a headache. I can care less. I will Netflix and chill by myself. I will babysit my friend's dog for company. I don't care. I'll pick up my
niece. Nah, I think you're going to be good. You look like a good woman.
Thank you. I like to think so. I'd like to
Very independent-minded.
Yeah.
Very strong-minded. You just need a man who might be a little more docile.
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
Not necessarily. I like a strong man.
Oh.
I like a strong man who can take. Because you know what? Sometimes you get tired of being in control.
Yeah.
So I want a man that can be in control, but not like misogynistic about it.
Yeah.
Can you be in control without
being
called misogynistic?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Yes. I know somebody like that.
Do you call him controlling?
No.
Who gives a damn what?
No, not at all. Because there's a certain way you maneuver. There's a certain way you maneuver that will make me be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? There's a certain way. There's a certain care that you take.
Okay.
When you do something like that. There's definitely a way you can control, or not necessarily control, but lead. That's a difference. Leading and controlling are two different things. Man controlling, that's toxic. A man leading is different. He's making you feel safe, and he's helping you, and he's guiding, like, hey, you shouldn't do this. This is how you should do it. Like, there's a big difference between controlling and leading.
You're a strategist. Let's call it for what it is.
Yeah.
You have to submit some kind of control. It is what it is.
Yes.
Now, you got to give the control until you lose some kind of a trust. Mm-hmm. If he proves, like, I know it sounds so politically right to say, I can't be with a person that's controlling. There are men who are with women that are controlling. And they're like, okay, she's controlling. It is what it is. You ever see those memes when the guy gets off at 5 and he ain't home at 5:15 and it's a 14-minute drive? She want to know where that minute is.
Hey, listen, I used to be like, not like that, but it's like, yeah, like, you're, we eating dinner or what? Like, where you at?
Mm-hmm. It's a little controlling.
It's a little controlling, but I think now there's a difference between being controlling in a kind way and being toxic. Because for me, when I was in a relationship, if he wanted a boys' night, once he went out, you won't hear from me. Now, if the sun comes up and you're not home, I'm going to call your phone. But what if you're out with your boys, have a ball. You will not hear from me not one time. Not once.
Okay. But you do see where I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I think that one of the most toxic things is putting labels on things that have been working for us forever. So, how many times have you seen... All right, let me ask you a question. Has your man, when you were in your relationship, mm-hmm. has your man ever held your purse in the mall?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Carried your purse for you around mm-hmm. the mall.
But in retrospect, when his friends used to come over, mm-hmm. he didn't have to lift a finger. He would sit on that couch, watch his game. I'm over here making pico de gallo from scratch, okay? What do you guys want? You want some eggplant? Like, boom, y'all don't have to do nothing. You sit right there, bringing it to you. So in retrospect, it was a 50-50 thing.
Okay.
You make me feel like a queen, but I'm going to make you feel like a king. And especially in front of your friends, you're going to look like, okay?
Okay.
Feet
as
up,
long as he
chilling.
Was home, would you make the food for him to go hang out with his boys? Be like, yo, we all going out to the football game. Oh, let me make some food for you.
Oh, yeah, if you're going to a football game. Listen, let me tell you something. I used to pack that man's lunch, breakfast, like, hello, okay?
Okay.
And being a career woman. Like, yeah, absolutely.
There are things that were put in place that worked for us for centuries mm-hmm. that this new world has labeled good and bad.
Yes.
And it has hurt relationships more than helped relationships.
Mm-hmm.
If I be like, yo, Alan, do you think you're controlling? Oh, yeah. There's a form of me that's controlling. There's just things,
just
you know.
A form?
What are you doing, Alan? What are you be doing?
No, see? So what I'm saying, do you see what I mean? So it may come across like I'm huge on respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
I show the respect that I want. So I control myself mm-hmm. to make sure that I'm within those boundaries, right?
Okay.
Now, if somebody comes up and be like, yo, your wife is mad controlling. Yo, you're mad controlling. All of a sudden, you're trying to put... In today's society, they put that seed through Instagram or something. Now it goes in people's heads, and you over here like regurgitating something that's gonna end up destroying what you got going on.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you might be controlling, and I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying.
I am.
Okay, you might be controlling
not again, but not in a toxic way, in a fun way.
No, I think it's more. I think more, and I'm just speaking from a man's perspective. A man will be more turned on by you be like, yeah, I'm a little bit controlling. Like, oh shit, all right, I like that shit.
Word.
You understand?
I'm gonna use that
in opposed to knowing that you're gonna be labeled as controlling, so you're gonna be like, well, I'm not really. But then that might be your behavior and your character. Mm-hmm. So when it comes out, it goes against what you actually said, and you only said it because it's popular to say opposite of it. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I think you have to be transparent. I mean, listen, I'm at the age where it's like I've reflected a lot on myself, like mm-hmm. a lot of healing, and it's like I recognize certain things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, there's a certain way I want the bed made. There is. There's a certain way, like, I want the counter's wiped. Like, that's just what it is. Like, it is what it is at this point. Like, Yeah, I am controlling. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation with a friend about a month ago about me. I'm like, you know, I don't think I'm controlling. He's like, no, you are. Own it. And I said, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
At this age, this is who I am.
I think it's more sexy. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Okay. Okay.
I think it's more sexy. And I think that's why, like, for example, somebody will be like if I'm talking or giving, let's say I'm giving advice to a young person, right? She's like, well, you know, I don't want guys to think that I just want money. I said, but what do you want? Money. She was like, I'm like, what do you want? She's like, money. And I'm like, how important is money to you? She's like, it's everything.
Right.
I said, then let them think that because that's you.
It's important to you.
Like, right. But she's like, well, people gonna call me names. I said, yeah, because it's not popular to be honest. See, being honest used to be popular. Then being dishonest has become popular. So now you have all these people being dishonest where a guy could be like, I really do want to take you on this date, but I've been played so many times. Mm. I've been hurt so many times. I've been clowned so many times. I don't want to be a fool. But yet, remember, back in the day, back, there was like, everybody plays a fool, right? And everybody's a fool for love.
Right.
If you're going to love somebody, you're going to be a fool.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's going to be certain things that you tolerate that probably other people wouldn't. But that's what works for you. We were just talking about that.
Right.
Like, it's just like, you know, like you're going to tolerate certain things. You have to do what works for you. Like we were just saying how nowadays everyone just wants to leave a relationship. Like, oh, he did this. That's it. And it's like, there's a difference now. There's a timeline.
Right.
Like if we're just starting, it's 4 or 5 months and you're playing yourself. Yeah, I'm going to be out because it's too early for you to stress me out. You know what I'm saying? Especially after I done did all this healing. You know what I mean?
Okay. But how much stressing you out? How? What I do? Because I ain't come home last night?
Well, first of all, there is no home at 5 months because you ain't moving in with me in 5 months.
I didn't pick up for you last night.
No, not necessarily.
So what am I doing? No, I want to know.
If I have a female hitting me like, oh, you're talking to so-and-so, like, I don't want no female calling my phone.
On all levels, that's not cool. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, at that situation, yeah. Like, it's
but why don't you ask me about it? Ask me.
I don't want to. I shouldn't have to.
Well, you...
Not at 5 months.
So you're telling me that you don't know. You're telling me that you don't know that if my ex that I ain't speak to in a year or two find out I'm happy with you, she's going to go out of her way to mess our stuff. So you're not going to say nothing to me.
No.
You're just going to
dip. Of course I am, because listen, I'm a journalist at heart. I got to ask. I'm going to ask questions. I'm lying. Okay, I am going to ask.
Come on.
But I'm just saying as far as like, you being disrespectful or something like that.
Along those lines. Once you lose respect in anything, it's gone.
In 4 or 5 months, we probably not going to be in a relationship. But if we're in a relationship...
4 or 5 months, we could be in a relationship. It depends how much time we're spending together. If we spending a lot of time together, come on. Because, come on.
5 months, you know that where... You have an idea of where you'd like to go.
I mean, you have an idea. You have an idea as far as being committed. I don't know. Case by case basis.
You have an idea. Like, okay, this relationship may go somewhere.
Case by case basis.
Yeah, but you're not in a fully committed relationship.
But my point is that people like that are just like, that's it, I'm leaving. Like, I think if you're together like 2 years,
right,
year and a half, you guys are building on something. I think that, like I was saying, you have to like weigh the options. Is it worth working through things? I don't really believe
like
in just leaving someone. You know what I mean? Like,
I think
in this day and age,
I like that.
People are just like, that's it. Fuck it. I'm out. Like,
yeah, but
men and women.
But that's what you said. That's what I'm saying. If I'm rocking with you, because look, let's keep it real, right? Let's keep it all the way. You know when you're rocking with somebody.
Yeah. Let me take a little sip.
Like, you're not gonna.
Yeah, you do.
If I'm messing with a joint and somebody was like, yo, you know, Kim, Greg used to beat that down on the regular. Be like, for real? Dirty Greg? Yeah, yo. Dirty Greg used to beat that down on the regular. Now, if I'm not really vibing with you, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But if I'm vibing with you and we kind of chilling, we already did the picnic, the park, we did the restaurants, we chilling. And
we definitely working it out. We did a picnic.
So I'm going to be like, yo, can I ask you I'm going to ask you a question. Yo, you used to mess with Greg, you know, because I just want to confirm something.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, when we was in the seventh grade. Just give me context.
You've been dirty for that long? No, I'm just joking. but it's true. I think I'm not with that.
So give me context, give me perspective so I could understand how to move forward. And here's another one. You're going to have to deal with some shit you don't like if you want to get with somebody. You is
telling me.
Dirty Greg. Nah, it might have not been in the seventh grade.
Dirty. You cannot be dirty.
No, I'm talking about her ex. Good. I'm talking about her ex.
Oh, the fact that dirty. Yeah, Greg
like
did?
She messed with a dirty nigga. I mean, dirty.
Not in the seventh grade.
But let's just say it's not the second seventh grade. Let's say it was 2 years. Probably, yeah. Let's say it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tough one.
Can you live with it?
I don't know.
See,
you got a lot of rules, sir.
Facts.
You're a hard nut to crack.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying I cannot live with it.
No, but you got to make a decision. I think that's part of the problem when you in limbo. Now you have this kind of like shadow over your relationship and over your thoughts on that person. You're going to see that person through those lenses.
That's tough, though.
Okay, then you're going to be like, you know what? I can't get past it. I can't get past Dirty Greg. So now just that's it. You got to make a decision.
Wait, how about this? What happens if the roles are reversed?
Dirty Linda.
Or Dirty Tyena. I don't know.
And she had the clap.
Oh, Lord.
Whoa. But I'm just saying, like.
I know people's businesses.
Everybody's I mean, everybody dirty. Knows she was in the clinic forever.
But, like, so she's supposed to, like.
And that's my ex-ex.
Yeah, so. I think women are so much more forgiving, though, when it right? comes to that stuff.
But do you see? Y'all, if I'm going to be honest. Y'all. And you come up to me and you're like, yo, Dirty Tyena? I'd be like, yeah, her head game was sick. Her box was good.
Well, maybe Dirty Greg was in the box right.
That's honest. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Give a little leverage. You got to give a little leverage.
Because you got to justify the decision.
So then?
You understand? That's what I'm saying that people won't.
Be more forgiving, sir.
No, but.
We're going to have another conversation.
No, what I'm saying, I am forgiven once you make it make sense. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Okay, so if there was no rationale
for
her dealing with Dirty, okay.
Nah, you got to make it make sense.
Well, Dirty, but Dirty Greg.
Yeah, if I'm the one that's going to be with you.
Okay, so she said Dirty Greg made me laugh and he ate the box right.
All right, that makes sense. Okay.
So you might give up
on that? Yeah, you might get.
Ryan is lying. Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying, he said he needed an explanation. So,
I need a truth.
I think he's lying. I think you're fibbing.
No, I'm not. Cause
I'm rolling back old school. You're fibbing.
I was thinking about something else. I was thinking like, yeah, he caught a, you know, there was a shootout and he protected my life because I need something.
Whoa. How Greg has to be protecting someone from a shootout, but Dirty Tyena can give good head and that's enough.
It's different. It's not different. Sense. I'm playing around. It's not different. Not no. If it makes sense, I don't have a problem with it. That's okay. What I'm trying to say. In today's relationships, a lot of people.
Good head makes sense?
Good head, yeah.
To you.
Both accounts? No, I mean.
No, to him is what.
To me, too. Yeah. No, I'm just joking.
Right?
I mean, listen, it's hard to find it.
I'm just.
But it's easier for y'all to find it than for us to find it. Like,
okay. You know what? All right. But dudes. Alan, no, you're like, oh, I'm gonna forgive it. No, you won't. It's always gonna be right there.
Now you do look like not like that. Right in the back.
I'm tell you,
I'm
gonna say something
every now and again.
I'm gonna say something
right on the left side of the brain.
Look,
like that's why you let Dirty Greg hit it.
And no. I would never do that. But I'm gonna say something.
Look at the way those eggs look. You made it like that for Dirty Greg.
Nah, just bring it up.
That's how he likes eggs.
Look. My wife could attest to this. If I'm lying, right? If I ask you something,
oh my
and
God.
You tell me the truth, like I don't care how ugly the truth is.
Okay.
My brain automatically forgets about it after that. If you lie to me, if you lie to me,
okay.
How am I gonna know?
I could tell when somebody's lying to me.
Negro, please.
How?
I don't know. I can feel it.
You can feel it. No, yeah. So you're a human lie detector test?
I don't know if I'm a human lie detector, but you couldn't tell when your ex was lying to you?
No, he was a really good liar.
But you never could tell?
He was very good. I'll give it to him. He was a good liar.
Yeah?
He was a very good liar. Very good. That's one of the top three traits. Very good liar. He could cook good, a couple other things good, and he lied.
Really?
He was good. I give credit where it's due.
Yeah, so you couldn't
I always tell. Say, no, because I always say, don't insult my intelligence, right? Like, that's something that pisses me off. Like, if you're going to lie to me,
maybe that's what good. I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
Lie good.
Don't insult my intelligence. Yes. Make it make sense for me. We're all human. But you're not going to tell me you were Dirty Greg. Oh, he was a good guy. Make it make sense.
Maybe Dirty Greg was a good guy. Maybe he took out the garbage, drove her mother places. You know, that.
Dirty Greg might just had a rough patch. And that name stuck. I don't know. I'm just saying. The name might have stuck.
Maybe he, was using Irish Spring, didn't know about Dove. Bad I don't rep. Know.
hard to escape that rep. You know what I mean?
So
no shade to Irish Spring users.
It's pungent.
Do I use Irish Spring? I think I use Irish Spring is bad.
You use that?
The blue, the green one?
By the way, it's a number one use of Haitian, so it's a culture.
No, listen, Puerto Ricans use it all the time. No, let me tell you something. I grew up, my grandmother always bought Irish Spring. Like, that's all we had. My uncle used to come out, the whole apartment used to smell like Irish Spring pungent. After his shower. Yeah, so no shade. But in this day and age, people do shade it.
Yeah?
People do shade it.
What? I don't like Dove. It's like lotion.
Dove is...
That's why.
More like, you know...
How you don't want to bathe yourself with lotion? You come out feeling like a goddess or a god?
So, question.
Yes.
What's a perfect date for you or perfect guy? I'm talking about from...
But there's a difference. Perfect guy or perfect date?
Yeah.
Well, you need a perfect guy to take you on a perfect date
not
or no?
Not necessarily.
Are you, a clown could take you on a perfect date? Is
a
that
clown?
Possible?
No, but I think you don't have to be a perfect guy. You could just be a good guy.
You might check a couple boxes.
You might check a couple boxes and not all, but maybe I'll, you know, still go out with you to get to know you because, you know, after speaking, you might be the perfect guy.
Okay, so... That's a good philosophy. What's a perfect...
I'm smooth, right?
Yo, you smooth with your shit. You good. I'm letting you be. Oh, don't forget. We're playing chess. Don't forget.
Well, I'll go with the guy. All right. So for me, a perfect guy, again, it would have to be... He has to be funny.
Okay.
He doesn't make me laugh. It's not going to work. Got to be funny. I definitely like a smart man. Okay. I would like to learn from him. In the same way, I would like for him to learn from me. Exchanging information, I think, is really important. We have to have something culturally in common. And I don't mean race. Like I said, you know, I'm from the Bronx, hip-hop roots. Like, I got to be able to speak about music with you.
So he can't be from Seattle.
I mean, I would give you a shot, but it would be kind of hard for me because I need to be able to relate. That's my point.
Okay.
I need to be able to relate.
That's so random.
No, well, Seattle, but that's true.
Grunge? Well, grunge is back then, but it's like it's a rock scene. There's a completely different culture.
I see what
you're saying. Yeah, that's probably not
color, culture.
Culture.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, not going to work because I need to be able to have.
What if he's intelligent and he could teach you things?
Look, I'll give him a shot. I'm just saying the connection may not be there because there's only so much we can talk about. You know what I mean? Especially like I love to talk about my work.
Okay.
So I love to be able to talk about my work and you show interest and maybe like give me some advice or. Whatever the case may be, that's important for me because my career is very, very important.
Okay.
Height is not important, but I would like for you to at least be 5'9".
About 5'6". We just posted that on 8 at the table.
You're 5'5".
I'm 5'5".
5'6".
Right?
With Tim's, he's 5'8".
It depends. I'll give you, if you have all the other qualities, I'll give you a shot. Looks isn't like super duper important to me because I feel like if your personality is dope, you will naturally be good looking, but I would like for something to attract me to you.
Yeah.
He got.
Whether it's like maybe you
women
have.
Women date ugly though. That's.
No, I don't.
Women date ugly.
No, I don't.
Attracted to him.
No, yeah. Something. There has to be something. Like there's something. Maybe you got like a nice chest or maybe you got nice arms.
Work out. Like Romeo said,
but,
right?
But not too much. I don't like super muscular guys. It's not attractive. I need a little fat on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little fat. I don't want you to be in better shape than me because that puts too much pressure on you. You know what I mean?
Why?
I like beards.
Okay.
I'm a fan of beards.
Okay.
What else? I mean, I would like for you to know how to dress, you know?
Okay.
You don't have to, like, be the end-all be-all, but, just dress decent.
Can you, and this is, and, you know, people in the comments are always going to have some nonsense to say.
Of course.
But the truth is, do you feel like if you got this guy, as you said, mm-hmm. completely described, mm-hmm. He's not 5'6". Nothing wrong with being 5'6", but let's just say he's 6 feet even, 6 foot even, whatever.
Ooh,
right?
Okay, go on.
And can you make him happy?
It depends on what he's looking for.
He's looking to be happy.
If he's looking to be, yeah, I'm amazing.
Okay. Well, you beat. I don't want to say 90%, but big percentage. I think one of the biggest thing men do care about is a loyal woman. Mm-hmm. They want a woman that's faithful. I think that people. I use the word sometimes, but I always forget how to. There's so many ways people say it. Downplay. People call it condescending. People play it down, like when somebody say something. One of the things that I think people play down a lot is when a man says, "I want a faithful woman."
Mm-hmm.
It's what if this? What she needs to cook? What she need? Be like, can you listen to what I just said to you?
Right.
The number one thing, and I'm not speaking for all men, but I'm pretty sure it. Outside of those, like, people that's into poly and everything else, mm-hmm. they date multiple people. Mm-hmm. I would say majority of men, one of their main priorities, not the main priority, mm-hmm. is you want your woman to be faithful. And I think that goes back to kids, right? Because back mm-hmm. then there wasn't no paternity test. You wanted to make sure the kid is yours. Yeah. You wanted to, and that has stuck with us throughout all the ages. One of the most important thing to a man is like if a woman, like some women, honesty is important. A woman might be like, well, I cheated before. That could trigger a man in his head. Mm-hmm. Even though she made.
Why the body count thing is so triggering for men?
It just looks like.
It's like, it sounds
so
like
so accessible.
But it's not about paternity. I think that's more about ego.
No. It's not ego. It's not like ego. Is he from a man? I'm being like okay. from a man. Okay. Like,
you think she's going to cheat on you?
No, you just don't want a bunch of dudes that touch your woman. Right. And if it happened.
A lot of guys feel that way.
And if it happened and you had to deal with it. Just like anything else, you'll deal with it.
Right.
But as a man, and I'm not trying to be on the rah, 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 rah. No. Simple. A man just don't want a bunch of dudes that have been inside you.
Some men don't care.
No, some don't, some right? Men, yeah. Some men don't care, right? But what I'm saying is like, if he's like, because from what I've seen, especially when couples start out together and they grow, usually the man bets it all on you. Because he believes in you. That's why when the woman leaves, she breaks him. Because he bets it all. Because he bets, he puts the first bet. Then, you know, as kids and family, he puts the second bet, third bet. By the time you know it, he bets it all on you. Do you see what I'm saying?
He randomly leaves?
Well, women file, right? 69% of women are the ones that file for divorce.
Women file, but that doesn't mean that there aren't issues within the marriage. We know that a man will... In terms of the data, a man might be unfaithful, a man might have multiple affairs, but he will never file. So just because a woman files and the stat says about, you know, more than 70% of the divorces are filed by women, that doesn't mean that the woman is the problem in the marriage. And I think we need to move away from that ideology that just because she filed, she's initiating the divorce and she's the one that's the problem.
That's a good question. That's a question. So if a man has done multiple things to push a woman out of a marriage or a very long relationship, and she finally leaves after she tolerated all his bullshit, that still breaks him?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's almost like, think about if you had a job that was giving you $500 an hour, but you was just a straight asshole every time you went to work, right? It's a great ass job.
Okay.
$100 an hour? That's $1 million a year.
I mean,
right? So you just doing everything, right? Uh-huh. And you got fired. You like, oh shit.
Right.
The fuck?
That's a good analogy, actually.
I
never thought about it like that.
Yeah. You were doing a lot of bullshit. Like when a man lose a good woman, yo, if it's
even
a good woman.
Even if he did multiple things.
Man, none of that shit matters.
Really?
He lost a good woman.
Like he should expect it. Now like, I did fuck
now
up.
Now he got to go out there with the vultures.
No, I think like especially if you know, she's very forgiving, takes him back. They kind of
hurt
through it.
You hurt the ones you love the most.
Yeah. And
you know what I'm saying?
That's a terrible.
But it's a thing that happens.
Yes, but I think we can also try to be better. Can we try to be better?
How?
You can acknowledge.
Daughters fight with mothers. Sons argue with dads.
Okay, so the solution is just to accept it.
The
solution is just that this is what it is, so let's just accept it. So now you just have a society that keeps breaking down and breaking down and breaking down, and you're like, well, this is what it's been for thousands of years, so let's just keep doing it. No, the whole point of humanity is that we evolve, we grow. Look from 1,000 years how far like humans have come, right?
And gone backwards on things too.
I'm sure they have.
Accountability, when do men take accountability?
I'm sure they have. But we can't say we progress in so many different areas, right? But we can't consciously say, damn, we really hurt the people that we love the most. All of us are like, yeah, I'm doing the work. I'm healing. I'm taking care of myself. I'm healing. I'm growing. But you can't take accountability that you're hurting the person that's closest to you and figure out how do we go from here? We can do that. You can be lazy and say, there's nothing we could do. We've been doing it for thousands of years. That's the lazy answer.
Right. I feel like especially with men, it's like they'll do things, right, to like really push the buttons. And it's like when a female leaves, it's like all of a sudden.
It's a shock.
So you're the victim here? Like you literally did me. X, Y, and Z. She finally left.
Yeah.
And she's the wrong one?
Yeah.
She gets bashed because she filed.
I feel like I was in that situation. I feel like, you know, there were a lot of notions. I'm not saying, listen, he wasn't the worst person on earth. I'm not going to say that.
I respect you for respecting him.
No, yeah, I mean, listen.
I know you could really say things.
It's a long time to share your life with someone.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we went through a lot. You know what I mean? Like, so you do things, but you don't rectify behaviors. And then someone leaves and I'm wrong?
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane.
Where'd you leave?
Well, he wasn't ready to grow up. He wasn't ready to grow up. You know, he liked to go out a lot. And listen, I was in the music industry. I went out too, but just not to that degree. You know, and at a certain point, it's like, well, when do you stop?
What did you want him to do? Stay home?
Not all the time, but yeah, like, you know what it was? I wanted him to want to come home. And I think that's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes you go out and you're like, oh, I can't wait to go home to so-and-so because I miss them. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to want to come home. And that was the difference.
I don't know any guy who's like rushing to come home all the time.
No, that's not true. I think that there are certain men out there that be like, you know what? I miss my wife or my girl. See, look at that. Okay.
No, but I think
we're not going
to
get into
that. And I'm not saying all the time. I'm not saying all the time. But once in a while, it would be nice for you to be like, you know what? I miss her. I'm going home. I'm going home early, guys. Once in a while.
I think even the dudes.
That bothers you.
Yeah, that used to bother me.
Did you communicate that? In a way that he understood?
I feel like I tried. Maybe now after I communicate once or twice at a normal, you know.
Normal.
As a normal human being, you know, after that, I probably got a little irate. Or not irate, but like I would have an attitude. I think my communication, I could have had better communication.
But do you think that, like, everybody communicates differently, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody goes out a lot, do you think, because communication, one thing I did learn is really how people connect. Mm-hmm. But communication language is probably more important than love language, right?
Yes.
People say they communicate through love language, but communication language, right? Make me understand something so I could make you understand something so we could meet. Like, I could be like, look, I feel like I'm not ready to be coming home yet. I think in a couple of years I will. But right now, I'm still going through it and my thing.
But we're in our 30s at this point.
I understand that. I understand that. But
if I tolerated you going out a lot all these years, at this point, enough is enough. But I will say that my communication style, I probably could have been a little more maybe loving. Like, oh, I wish you would want to come up. I guess.
But that's not even you.
No, it's not. I mean, it may be me the first time. But the second or third, now I'm just having an attitude.
What you gonna do? You just gonna wow and just have an attitude?
No, I'm gonna have an attitude. Yeah, if I communicate to you once or twice about my emotions and how your actions made me feel, and you continue to do the same thing over and over again, how many times am I gonna explain to you in a nice manner?
But
your actions are bothering me.
Now look, I'm gonna tell you something, right? I see your, this is me just talking off the cuff.
Oh, he about to read me, huh?
I'm not even trying to read you, but I'm just telling you off the cuff what I see. I'm going to tell you what I see.
Okay, what do you see?
I can see your style is more like this. Hey, listen, on Fridays, on Wednesdays, and on Thursdays, that's our day. You want to go out after that?
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. Because I had my own life. Mm. Remember, at this point, I'm at XXL. Like,
you're busy.
Going to events. I'm busy, too. I think that, you know, we hit a rough patch and, you know, and we were supposed to get married. I canceled a wedding because I felt like he was outside too much. And I think that after that happened, you know, we had animosity towards each other.
Mm.
So towards the end of the relationship, it was just like, I think we still had love for each other, but we got together so young. And I think that's the issue is that we got together so young. He was 19. I was 21, you know, so we got together so young.
No breaks. Oh, no, you need to breathe.
This is what I'm saying. No breaks. And we lived together the whole time.
A man needs some breathing space.
No, it was the whole time. So listen, it is what it is. I think that, you know, we got together too young. You know, obviously mistakes were made. And at a certain point, it's like you can't forgive because, you know, too much has been done. Yeah. You know? But listen, we had our good times. It is.
But you're capable of a long-term relationship.
I don't like being outside. Like being outside in these streets. All
right, so before we wrap, Bianca, definitely this was really good. Yes. Would love to have this again and have a conversation. I think it's a good flow.
Into the topic.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about the topic. We didn't talk about the topic, but I think I like the flow of the conversation. But before we go, if you were to pick in a relationship for 15 years, single for 4, mm-hmm. I always hear something different with people. Do you think you're having a better time being single, or do you think you had a better time being in a relationship?
I think being single, I was able to like find myself because I was always like wrapped up. I went from being a big sister and like being my mom's right hand to being in a relationship. So I never had that time to focus on me and get to know who I was as an individual. I'd much rather be in a relationship. I'd rather be in a partnership. The streets are trash. I'd rather like come home and know that I have this one person that loves me unconditionally and is rocking out with me, you know?
And you're fully monogamous.
Yes.
And the last thing he needs to bring, if he had to bring one thing to the table that's not a deal breaker versus one thing that is a deal breaker.
He has to be funny. Funny is important to me.
Okay. And a deal breaker would be?
A deal breaker. Well, I don't know. I mean, we can go as far as like not having ambition. Gotta have ambition. I'm not saying that. You gotta be rich, but you gotta have ambition.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This
Thanks
was
for
fun.
Having me. We're going to be back.
I'm telling you. I get on here. Guys, let me tell you something. We get on here. We always talk to two people. The professional one. And then after 3 seconds, fuck all that shit. But I love it. I love it. Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to Bianca for coming through. You guys are going to see more of her. Hopefully, we do a little bit more
Absolutely,
of this.
Yeah.
And peace. Thank you. Marie?
I said peace.
All right.